The Canadian Public Union of Public Employees, CUPE, will release the results of its contract ratification vote tomorrow. Online voting began November 24 and will end Sunday, 2 weeks after the union's Central Bargaining Committee reached a tentative agreement with the provincial government to avert a strike earlier in the month. CUPE has scheduled a news conference for 10 a.m. Monday at Queen's Park. The union initially planned to unveil the results on Tuesday. For the last week and a half, frontline education workers have been deciding if what's in this tentative agreement is acceptable, said Laura Walton, educational assistant and president of CUPE's Ontario School Board's Council of Unions, OSBCU. In a December 2 press release, this, workers having the freedom to negotiate and to withdraw our labor if necessary, is democracy in action. Representing 55,000 education workers, CUPE officials are recommending members ratify the four-year contract, which has an average wage increase of 3.59% each year. That equates to an annual $1 per hour raise. If CUPE members vote to reject the latest deal, both sides may return to bargaining and another strike notice is possible. Education Minister Stephen Lecce thanked education workers for reaching an agreement. I'm just grateful we came together in the interests of our kids and put them first, Lecce said November 24. This article was written with files from the Canadian Press.